Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have some wonderful healings tonight. We'll be going to the Light Shift probably in about 5 or 6 minutes here, and I'll just talk about that. As you go to the Light Shift, you're brought up there out of time. You're there physically, along with your spirit, and you're walking around. You have whatever clothes you have on, and the healings work according to how much energy densities you have released down here on your body. On the Light Shift, you're completely healed because they rematerialize your spirit and your spiritual blueprint of you, and it's perfect. But when you come back down here, if you have an emotional density problem, a DNA problem, then that will and can maybe erase maybe most of your healing. Some people get miraculous healings instantly, but it depends on how much work you've done on yourself. If you haven't done your emotional clearing yet, your whole lifetime, then you'd probably have less results than if you actually had it. Remember, these invisible energetic bodies that are around you physically that you can't see is what gives you your physical problems. Like everybody tells you that your emotions create your illnesses. So if you don't have that energetic body cleared, then you know, it's more difficult to have a wonderful healing. So, remember, you're dealing with the judgment energy that's stored in your body. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, was releasing people from these densities in the DNA. And that was because he was helping people to clean their bodies out enough for the ascension process 2,000 years ago. And that's happening now with the Creation Light Shift. And if you're a follower of Jesus, then the Light Shift is here, just as it was 2,000 years ago, with the same healing modalities and the same information that he taught back then. So we'll do an emotional clearing for everybody. So if you had any emotional densities in the last day or two, think of them, a trauma or something that happened to you that maybe pushed your buttons, made you upset. Remember, these are only because you have judgment stored inside of your body. If you didn't have any judgment, you would not be upset. So it's just coming forward, and it's recycling. And eventually, if you don't release that from you by having clearings done, that will actually probably kill you. Remember, there's thousands of energies that we deal with all the time, and you don't know which one's going to get you at the end. But if you do have the densities in you, you must get them released, especially for your body to do the ascension process, because your spirit needs to be in your body makeup within your cells. And if your cells are corrupted with negativity and judgment, then your spirit will not and cannot come into them. So here we go, emotional clearing. So I'll count to five, think of a situation, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and that should be released from you now. This is just like one grain of sand in the ocean. So these sample clearings just show you that they work. But you need to clean out the whole ocean and all the sand, okay? We'll do a mental clearing. So here we go. This will help to reorganize your thoughts, make you feel a little better, get rid of mind chatter. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. We do this on almost all the BBS programs here. It's also on the website if you wish to sample that. And we just count from 10 to 1 backwards, and we're having your spirit take the thoughts that you have in your head, the mental energies, and bring it into your heart center. When you're in your head, you're in time. And when you're in time, you're controlled by the aliens. And those aliens brought us the natal chart. And the aliens could be the planets around us that you physically see. And they're here giving you mind-controlling transmissions, according to what they would like you to do. So you're like a little robot. So let's drop you down into the heart center. That way you're out of time and these energies will not affect you. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, then you're in peace. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. You should feel at peace. You're going to energize the light beam. So if you wish, scroll down maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar, and we'll bring in the male energies for you to experience. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, this next part of the program will not work on the archive. You will feel the energy. It's only because you must be on this BBS program live in order to go to the light ship. So I'm going to count to five. Think of your animals and pets if you wish to bring them along. You can bring your flowers, trees, or garden if you wish. But no other people. It has to be just yourself. The animals can come. That's no problem. So, like I said, this will not work on the archive, but you will feel the wonderful peace energy coming during these next probably 10, 15 minutes. So here we go, going up to the light ship. I'll count to five as we go up. You can feel the energy shift around you as you're being brought up out of time, and then you're in no time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're going to go into a room which has pain release energies in it. And these energies are black with gold energy. So here we go. Having this experience, I'll bring in the energy to you so you can experience it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little bit stronger. So 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into another location. We'll go into a room where they can help you out with your immune system. And if you do have a problem, you might feel your body heating up. So we're going into this room here. And again, I'll bring in the energies for that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in another energy. We'll bring in the silver energy. Now, this is great for healing, and you're going to feel your body feel like you have metallic energy in it. So here comes this silver energy, and coming to us are the silver dollar fish. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to go into another location. We'll go into where they have the small deer and with the fawn. So you're going to experience these energies here. They're very precious. Very gentle. They'll do healings on you. So request one healing, and you may want to request it maybe every minute and just see how your body's responding to it. Remember, up there you're healed. Down here it's how much density you have that takes away the healing. So here we go. Here's the bees. The deer. So stronger. You'll see the bees too in a minute. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into the bumblebee room. And they're quite precious. And you're going to be able to taste the honey that they have. So here we go. So stronger. These are the bumblebees coming. They're very large. Probably about 12 foot in length. Diameter is probably about 4 feet. So here we go. We're riding on them. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we had a request, yesterday to have some of the pollen. And we'll have the queen bee come to do that for us here. So here we go. Here comes the queen bee. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now the queen bee is going to give us some of the royal jelly. So this is a treat for us. So it's going on your index finger, a little piece of it. And it's going into your mouth right now. And just see if your saliva is changing. And boy, that's great. And another little taste of that. Here we go. So we'll bring it in. So we'll have quite a bit of this here, looks like. Kind of like the bear having a feast here with the beehive. So here we go. Some more royal jelly. So stronger. Just see how your energy on your body is doing right now. And you'll probably feel it getting wide awake. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so enjoy that. We have another request to go into the hedgehog room. So we're going to see some hedgehogs. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go into a room where they have the colored water for healing. And bringing this energy into us, it's going to be all around us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go where the dolphins are. We'll go swimming with the dolphins. So here we go. We're going into the water right now. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, crystal clear. And here comes three dolphins. Again, remember, request healing. So here we go. Here comes the dolphin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we can have some seaweed around us if we wish to experience that energy. And here comes the seaweed. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into a room where they work with our vertebrae right now and our disc. So I'm going to start with the top of our head and kind of work down to our atlas here. That's where we're going to start at the atlas. So we'll work with the neck first of all. So here we go. So working down to your shoulders, you might feel the energy change. We're in special rooms right now as the light beings come to us. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we're going to work now on the upper half of our vertebrae on our neck here. And here we go. So we'll work from the middle of our neck going up. So I think we're on number 7, C7. So working with that here. So stronger. And working with the disc. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll go to number 3. So stronger, 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 stronger. Bringing out some more energy, taking it away here for balancing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And C2, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And C1, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go back down now a little bit on our neck. C5, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And C6, you might want to move your neck a little bit, see how it's feeling. Stronger, 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 and stronger, and I believe C7 is the last one. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. What we'll do is help people with a neck problem out there. We'll put a brace on their neck, an energetic brace. Do the left side first. Here we go. You might feel your head kind of get pushed up above your shoulders a little bit here, a little bit more than normal. So left side's being energized now. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One in the front of you, like underneath your chin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And back side, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do a complete check on this here. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay. So now work with people's other side, other end, I guess. We'll work with your hips, pelvis area. So here we go, left hip. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Right hip, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll work with tailbones right now. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And whatever happens down here is determined by how much you worked on yourself to get rid of the judgment that caused your problem to begin with. So here we go. Tailbone here, do some tailbone corrections. So you might feel your tailbone move a little bit here. There we go. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's kind of switch healing modes here. Let's go back to another healing room on the light ship. And let's go to where the eagles are. So we're going to see the eagles coming. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And it's still flying with the eagles now. So, wow, this is great. Okay. And we'll go into a room to balance our hormones right now. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to help that energy out here. Going in a special room. This is a gold energy room. And there's some small little magnets floating around us right now. This is what we do on the Ascension call sometimes. In fact, the call today that we're going to have will be actually next week. There's some kind of problem with the phone system or something. So if you were on the call today, just postpone to next week, next Saturday. So here we go, the little floating magnets around us. This will help us out with our hormone balancing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll go into one final room, and we're going to go into the room where they have the pain release energy again. So request healing in this room now. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go back to where they have the royal jelly. So here comes this energy going on your index finger underneath the tongue. So I'll just count to 10 as it comes to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're now going to be coming back to Earth here. The link from the light chip will be disconnected from you. So we're getting our animals and pets, if we brought any up, and flowers, trees, gardens. And I'll count to five as we come back here. You probably feel the energy shift when I hit about number three. So here we go. One, coming back down. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're here. So we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, liking the royal jelly?
Oh, man, that was wonderful, wasn't it? It was just very, very energizing. Felt like I was buzzing. Mike says, could feel the energy surge with the royal jelly for sure. So that was great. Really fun. Let's see. We have quite a few people on the fast chat. So hi, everyone. And we'd love to hear any more of your questions or requests for Ron. And Ron, how do you feel about taking some live callers tonight?
Yeah, wonderful. Sure. So everybody call in.
Okay. We'll just have some fun. So let me give the number to call in. It's 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And we'd love to hear from you. If there's anyone listening, maybe that's listening for the first time, maybe that was your first experience on the light ship, we would love to hear from you and hear your experience. Anybody out there who's a seer or felt what was happening with the different modalities of healing on the light ship just a few minutes ago, that'd be great to hear from you also, or anyone with a question for Ron about the light ship, about his mission, about the ascension time period, and anything at all that you'd like to ask about, please go ahead and give us a call. Love to hear from you. And Ron, you were mentioning a few minutes ago about rescheduling of the conference call, so you want to mention that again. So that was today's call that was going to be this afternoon. The Ascension call is now happening next Saturday instead from 1 o'clock to 5 Pacific.
Yeah, that's correct. So I just postponed 1 week here. I had a little problem with the conference line. So anyway, just come back on again. We'll be doing our 8-hour call tomorrow. And this is the alien parasitic life form removal, body rejuvenation. Once you have those things off of you, you realize that you were pretty bad. I had somebody contact me today, met people maybe over the last week, and they wanted to know why they kind of feel sluggish or why they also feel other people feeling sluggish. You're kind of aware of what's happening, and that's because the light ship is now working on the aliens that transmitted mind control patterns to humanity around the year 13,000 BC. And remember, everybody has these codes inside of their body because your body is probably much older than 13,000 years. So what happens is, since the light ship has now taken away the aliens that brought this energy to us, and it may have been inactive, but once they realize that, we're now taking this energy out of people and away from people that was connected to them, some of those aliens now are reactivating the way people felt at 13,000 BC. So if you did feel sluggish the last week, it's because you are feeling the energy on the earth with the alien intervention here of mind control and body control in the year 13,000 BC. And the programs that are in you still are typically not released. I don't know if they're going to be released or not, but the aliens that would be connecting to that program to activate it will no longer be here. And so the light ship has started from this present moment and went back through the religions, which is what it's actually doing for the God energies to get them off this planet here, for the aliens that are controlling the religions. As you pray outside of yourself, remember, you're a prey to them. And so it all depends what word you want to use there. If you don't use the word God, then you can use something else. Maybe they didn't use the word God at 13,000 BC. but maybe they worshiped something up in the sky, worshiped something in the sky or in the ground, or maybe they saw UFOs flying around and it came down and zapped a few people, and they thought this guy is bad news. You know, we better worship and honor this thing because we'll be zapped too. So this is what happens is that as you have clearings done, which you're not going to really know about unless you tune into BBS radio. But right now we're at 13,000 BC, and the light's going to go back to I don't know how far just to get these aliens away from us. So anything that deals with mind control is a no-no, we'll say, according to the light, because as the energies of this mind control is connecting to people here, it's also connecting to the source of light, which is the creation light ship. And so you're just as important to the light because your spirit is from the light as all the beings on the light ship. So remember, when one part of the light is contaminated, then there's a problem, so they try to get back into spiritual integrity. This is why we have these eight-hour calls, to find the parts of you that were stolen by the darkness and the parts of your spirit. So this is kind of like a slicing and dicing situation that the aliens put us into. And naturally, if you go to a dark side practitioner who uses mind control energies, getting information from a book, how to do healings, etc., or being taught something from someone, then that's all mind energy, and that's all darkness. So if you're going to a healer out there and you happen to think they're using light, they probably are not, because your spirit knows the difference. And you have to use your spirit to heal, but the only drawback with using your spirit is that your spirit will take on the energy to help someone else out, and then it comes back into you. This is why I recommend never to do healings on people, because you will have a backlash on it. In fact, most of the healers that are probably been in the practice maybe the last 20, 30 years, you may notice that they are now having physical difficulties. Why is that? Because they are using the dark energies to do healings, and the darkness does not care if it takes down and uses as practitioners. So that's kind of food for thought for everybody. And I would definitely never do healings for anybody out there, because you will take on the energy. There's absolutely no way you can protect yourself. You may go on the website to do the auric field protection. That can help you somewhat, but you still may take on something. Because remember, your DNA carries all the traumas of all the lifetimes of all these thousands, if not millions, of people on the earth, and when you work with somebody to do a healing on them, like attracts like, and that energy that you're healing somebody with using the light of the darkness will now boomerang and find the DNA in your body of that physical illness, and it will start activating that, and it can come to life and eventually maybe kill you from that illness. So that's my 2 cents there for everybody. So here we go. Let's turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to recap then about the special healings this month, particularly for anyone who doesn't know about these yet or hasn't been on them, so this is kind of a great opportunity since the one from today got rescheduled to next Saturday. So essentially you have next Saturday a 4-hour Ascension Preparation Healing Session, followed by 3 consecutive Sundays of an 8-hour intensive healing session. And these can be participated in from anywhere in the world by phone or even on an absentee basis if a person's not able to be on the actual live call for any reason. So I'm not sure of the price. I think it's $200, is it, Ron, for the whole month of healings, and $100 for the spouse? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're starting tomorrow with the 8-hour call. So the second series will be the next weekend, which will be Saturday 4 and then also Sunday 8. So we have starting off with our 8-hour calls right now. That'll be tomorrow. And yes, it is $200 for a person. And that's 28 hours of healing. And the one tomorrow will be with the alien life form removal. We do many things like getting rid of the octopus and the squids and mosquitoes and snakes, black widows, scorpions, worms, maggots. There's different things that are in our bodies that are energetic life forms that are harming us. And once they're released from you, you don't know that you have them, but you do know that, you know, some of the old sayings like, you know, you make my skin crawl or my skin is crawling. Well, that's because something is in there crawling. You know, why else would that phrase come about? You know, I got you under my skin. Well, that's what could be underneath there, you know. That will do a clearing now to help you out a little bit. So let's work with the skin. And I love working the maggot energies on top of your head. So if your skin starts to kind of feel creepy, like creepy crawlies, itchy, because these energies are with you. So we'll just do this here. We have a caller on in a minute here. So here's the maggot energies being released from you on the top of your head. So I'll count to 10. We'll just see how many we can get away. So there's lots of these. So stronger, stronger and stronger, ready to go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And how's your head feeling? Your scalp? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time to get rid of some more of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I have a caller come on in a minute here. So remember, like we're talking about the energy of 13,000 BC. This energy is like a steel wool that's really close to your skin, maybe about an inch away. And there's different layers there. And these layers kind of like suffocate you. And this is on the website now. So if you do sign up for the healings that we have, this healing intensive, body rejuvenation, then that clearing is free to you for 1 month to get rid of these energies. Plus oxygen color therapy is very, very wonderful. So we have a caller on. So hello, caller. How can we
help? Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
So, Ron, I had a question tonight. I was wondering, don't the aliens ever have a heart attack or a nervous breakdown, or don't they ever die and reincarnate?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what they do in the darkness. I imagine they must die because and have horrible deaths because they're giving that us those deaths to us here. Remember, as above, so below. So all they're doing is transferring their consciousness of what happens to them to us. So, yeah, I would assume that they probably are forced also in the reincarnation process, okay, because they gave it to us, as above, so below. This is why the show is so important to listen to, because the darkness energy is inside of everybody, and the aliens that are listening through you and maybe living in you or watching your monitor screen around you, remember, they're there regardless if you know it or not. You know, just because you don't see them physically or touch them or taste them or whatever else doesn't mean that they're, or smell them, doesn't mean that they're not there. So this program allows them to go to the light. And if all the aliens can understand this and have a spirit or soul put into their body and not be in darkness any longer, then this whole place could turn around probably instantly, because they would eliminate the mind-controlling energies. Remember, nothing wants to be controlled. So it doesn't matter who or what they are, what they've done to us. It's unfortunate. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything. Some people get kind of upset because they say, gee, my life has been, you know, to hell in a handbasket. And how can the light shift not judge these aliens and do retribution on them? And why do they give them a chance to go to the light? Well, the reason is, once you really understand it, is that if the light did judge these and do that to them, then they would not be the light. The light ship does give them a consequence if they do find them here, which is what they should not be. They should not be in the earth plane, in the earth consciousness, attaching to you, the earth spirit, the energy of the earth. If they do find it there, they have a choice to come into the light or to be terminated. And the termination happens instantly. If you could just picture having, I don't know, it's very hard to understand this, but in the old days they had spotlights that, you know, were around that people would see. You may have seen it in movies in the old days. you know, of like air raids and stuff, World War II, with the spotlights going up in the sky. Well, just picture having maybe a million of those things shining at you. That's how powerful the light is. And so, yeah, but the aliens do have all this stuff because they gave it to us. As above, so below. And I'm sure they don't like it either. And it all depends what alien race is controlling them. So, and then who's controlling that alien race? And then also, you know, it goes on and on and on. So I hope I answered your question, Larry. Let's do a clearing here for the aliens. And mainly, this is why it's on the website, is to help the aliens out to have a clearing. Remember, if they get out of you, that's wonderful. You don't want them in you. They should not be with you. It's like these maggots that we just cleared away shouldn't be. So we're going to do the a sample here, just a fast one of the darkness to light. And the beings that wish to come into the light, and you're going to know if they leave you. You're going to feel chills leave your body. You're going to feel yourself become more conscious. Even if you have, you might even have an ache or pain can instantly leave you. Maybe your body's squirming right now as I'm talking because they're getting ready to leave you. So here we go. I'm going to count to 20, and they can go into the light through the light being on the monitor screen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, everybody. And just see how you feel there. You should feel a little lighter, maybe a little happier, a little bit more at peace. And how do you feel, Larry?
Oh, I just can't detect it. I feel kind of light. I feel kind of light. I can't exactly detect what happened right there, but I just can't.
Okay, well, if you feel light, that means something could have happened. So,
okay, all right.
So that's the whole thing. And some people, you know, have a hard time feeling, okay? I'm not saying that Larry has it because he may have been cleaned out already. He's been with us for quite a while, so he's probably in pretty good shape. But remember, feeling the energy is no prerequisite for having it done to you, okay? Well, some people think, gee, I don't know, I didn't feel anything, it must not be working. Or they think, what's wrong with me? You know, I don't feel. Well, typically women are about 50-50, half can feel, half can't, number one, and men are about 1 in 100. Although I'm getting a lot more men coming forward, oddly enough, at the expo. So it's probably up to maybe about, I would say, maybe 30 to 40% now. When I first started off, it'd be like 1 in 100, you know. And a lot of times the women would come and the male would be with them, maybe their spouse, and they would just stand there just completely oblivious, just smiling because their wife brought them over, you know. And they couldn't wait to leave, naturally, because probably the football game's on or something. But now men are becoming a lot more conscious. So that's wonderful. So thank you, Larry, for calling.
Yeah, now I feel that the pain, since I bent over and walked around, now I feel that the pain in my back has left a lot. In the lower back, it feels much, much better now because I really bent over and examined that more, so it feels a lot better.
In fact, Larry's right. You should all get up now and just kind of walk around. You know, bend over, stretch, twist, and just see how your body's doing. If you're just sitting there, you may not sense anything. You know, maybe your left toe hurt, and it's still kind of hurting, but maybe it's a lot more better off than what it was, you know, a few minutes ago or even before this program started. So, you know, you need to validate that. Remember, once you realize that you've had a healing, then you're in a whole different mind conditioning, we'll say. You're in a whole different way of looking at the way the light ship works, and also your body now knows that there's hope for it. Otherwise, it's hopeless. So this is what the light ship has given everybody, is hope. And hope is a big thing. In fact, what we're going to do is bring in an energy of Jesus right now. And I guess he gave hope, but mainly what he gave people was his faith. And with the faith, then that overrode, you know, the negative energies and maybe allowed them to have a little more hope. But here's the faith of Jesus coming. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So, there you go. So, you can now feel what Jesus maybe gave to the people as far as his faith energy. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have quite a lot of questions and requests on the fast chat, so I'll move to that real quickly. We had Lily asking about what your understanding is, Ron, about the Galactic Federation, if they're good guys, bad guys, or what you can say about that.
Well, I can first say, where are they, number one. Number two, the Federation, the Galactic Federation of Light, whatever you want to call it, the ones that are the overseas seers here. So if you want to use that term, the overseers that are helping our planet out, supposedly, those energies killed Jesus because they didn't want him to be here to help people do the ascension. So that's the first thing. So the next thing is, if they're so good, so strong, so powerful, why aren't they here helping us out? Why are they here giving us mind control? Why aren't they taking it away? Why aren't they bringing us inventions right now for, like, maybe a different type of vehicle, a car? Why aren't they helping the Gulf out? Why aren't they cleaning our air up, our pollution? So basically, the answer is that for most people who channel these beings, it's happening, and it's going to happen tomorrow. And tomorrow, like they said maybe 10 years ago, it's happening tomorrow also. So I don't see these beings as being anything of light. I think they're controlled by the darkness energies, and all they do is give lip service to people. So I'm not any kind of proponent of the Galactic Federation energies whatsoever. So I just see them as negative energies, aliens that are here, taking away your free will. And if they knew about that, they would not do that. And if they were of the light, they would come in and definitely help to give us a better life here. And remember, they do know what's happening. They watch people here. They do mind control transmissions. And if they know that they're causing you harm, that's the first law, we'll say, of anything that would be of goodness, is not to cause harm. And so if they realize that harm is going on, then there's a problem, because they're just reinforcing that by not coming to the aid of us poor humans here. So that's it. So hopefully I answered your question there. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, if you're involved with that, run, don't walk. Okay?
Okay. Let's see. So we had some comments about some of the healings earlier. When you were talking about, you know, kind of explaining why people might have felt sluggish lately, quite a few people on the fast chat said that that's been happening to them as well. See, Peter from Australia said that the healing on the light ship where they were doing the adjustment on the neck felt great. And let's see, we have people commenting about how much lighter and happier they feel after you did that alien clearing, the darkness to light clearing. And let's see here. Stephanie had a question about children, like babies, if they actually can see the different energies that maybe we don't see.
Oh, yeah, definitely they can. You can watch a baby track things with their eyes, just like a cat does. And since you mentioned babies out there, man, we just put a new clearing up on the website. And this is mainly for women. So I don't mean to alarm any women listening here, but some women out there listening may have had a miscarriage, maybe a stillbirth, possibly an abortion. So we have a clearing on the website now. It's under, I think, female clearings, I believe, on the left-hand side. The cost is $50, and it's a one-month healing if you wish to be on it that long. And you can take away a lot of the energies of guilt and shame and fear, how maybe your relatives felt about having maybe if you had an abortion, if maybe you're a young child and the church, you know, said you need to have the child, but you had the abortion anyway, you have all that guilt or something like that. Regardless, it's on the website. There's a lot involved to it. I'd recommend if you are planning to do the clearing to at least give yourself 6 to 10 hours of time. Naturally, that situation has affected other people that you know. Maybe you were, I'll just say 13 years of age, you became pregnant, and then you had an abortion. Maybe all your friends at school didn't like you. Maybe they shunned you. So we have that on there also, for emotional trauma. People involved, maybe relatives, your parents, if you're married, maybe your husband wanted to have a child and you didn't, or vice versa, or a boyfriend. It goes many, many directions, but it's all covered there. And I think it's a very, very, very good clearing. So this is to free women up. I'm sure that's a pretty heavy situation. What I will say on that type of situation, the reason typically why women would have an abortion is because the spirit does not want to come into that particular family line, okay? Initially it did, and you became pregnant, and then from there, for some reason, it backed out. And then nobody from your soul family here wanted to come in either. So the next thing would be is to either have the abortion or to have a stillbirth. And either one is pretty bad. I think the stillbirth would be worse. You'd have a lot more guilt with that process. So the spirit actually comes to the mother and will contact the mother and give it information about having an abortion, okay? So that's how that works. So you can't get into the Christianity thing of that you killed this life form because it would have been dead anyway. You got to look at the situation on the spiritual aspect, not the physical. And there's a lot of anxiety, dealing with that situation, but it's on the website. We'll see if somebody can call in who's probably maybe looked at it, maybe with a female perspective here. So we'll see if somebody wants to call in who's actually read it here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Would that, Ron, be a good clearing for a woman who's given birth, not necessarily had an abortion or a stillbirth, but just dealt with the pain and trauma of the birthing process?
I haven't put that one up yet. I was going to, at some point, I'm going to be putting up a clearing, which will be both for men and women. And these are the people that have been abducted. And, most women have their eggs stolen. And also the men's sperm. So that's pretty traumatic. And I deal with people all the time that know they have a family or maybe 10 children on someplace out there on some ship or something. And, one lady I talked to years ago, she said, yeah, I go up and visit them, every couple of months, and they talk to me. I'm able to see them. They look like me, but they are a hybrid. And with her, it was okay because she had that information and she could see them. She wasn't really too afraid, but it was still against her free will. And that's the whole thing, is that the aliens do this process to humans and experiment with us, basically, through our genetics, through the sperm and the egg. So, yeah, a lot of people do have alien babies up there or children. So, if anybody wants to call in here, do you know the number to call in on, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. While we're waiting for a call, I will give you some more of the questions and requests on the fast chat here. Let's see, we had a request for a sample of the octopus clearing from Alexander.
Okay. So here we go. These octopus energies will be releasing tomorrow. They're normally around your rib cage, around your neck, around your body organs. So here we go. So get rid of one of them. So first tentacle being released, second tentacle, third tentacle, fourth tentacle, fifth tentacle. That one's around my neck here. Boy, if you're choking or gagging, that's the reason. Sixth tentacle. These can be 20 foot in length. Remember, they're energetic life forms that are inside of us. Number seven and number eight. There we go. Wow. See if anybody else is probably coughing out there. Now we got to get the body out. So here we go, getting the body out. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, wow, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, that was a rough one. Boy. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
Well, there was a lot of, seems like, I guess, throat or that area on that one. So,
yeah,
I think I heard a caller come on, though. Did I hear correctly? Is there a caller there?
Yes. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron. It's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for calling.
I'm not sure what you just did because I was on hold, but I'm coughing.
Coughing's from the octopus energy being released around our necks.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm looking at the new clearing page, the abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing. So I can go over that if you would like me to. I can describe it for everybody.
That'd be wonderful. Sure, go ahead.
So, of course, at the beginning you put down the person's name that it is for, and then step one is emotional trauma clearing for the mother of the fetus, and there's a drop-down box, and it lists a whole bunch of emotions that you might have felt. So that, I think every step, let me just check, I think each step takes 30 minutes. Oh, no, it's 15 minutes. Okay. All right, so that's step one. Step two, other people involved with the pregnancy. So there's another drop-down box, and you can put the father in, the grandparents, siblings, doctor, nurse, and then there's a custom input for anybody else that's not listed there. And then there's a secondary drop-down box where you put the emotion that you want to clear for that one. So you do that for 15 minutes. And then step three is remove from the mother of the fetus any negative energetic cordings, and it's cordings to other people. So there's a drop-down box for father, grandparents, siblings, doctor, nurse, and custom again. And then there's a second part, that's 3A and 3B, is emotional trauma. I think there's an emotional trauma section after each step, isn't there, Ron?
Yeah, there is. You might read off some of those emotional energies that might key into some of the people there, what they may have felt.
Okay, sure. So those are ones listed are sadness, grief, loss, guilt, separation, anger, shame, powerlessness, disappointment, and then there's one for guilt from religion, and then there's an abandonment one for friends and classmates, if this happened to you when you were in school, from your mate, from parents, from society, and then there's a custom input box there for that also. So anything that you felt when this was going on that's not listed, you can add in yourself. So that's, okay, let's have a look. Where were we? Step three. Step four is removal of people or family members who disagreed with what you did. And there's a There are two boxes there. You can put two different people in there. And if you have more than two people, you can just go back and do that section again, right, Ron, and put some more people in if you need to.
Yeah, so this clearing, you have to put in just one emotion at a time. So if you
realize
that you had about 10 emotions, so that's 10 times 15 minutes. So this is why I'm saying, you know, prepare to have maybe 10 hours because, you know, as you're working with this, you will probably become very emotional. And, you know, because remember, you're dealing with all the DNA genetics that's in you of losing a child from maybe, you know, 50,000 years, and that's going to come up. So this clearing is going to really change your life. So, you know, you do want to get the time set aside to do this clearing, and it's only $50, and you can go into it once you sign up. You know, over and over again if you wish, if you want to continue on. But the first time through, you know, put aside, I would say, 10 hours to do it. And the clearing will be active for 30 days for you. So it should help you out immensely if you had a situation like that. So go ahead, Terry.
Okay, so that was step four. And then step five, remove fetus spirit that may be still hanging around. So if any of these three situations have arisen and the spirit didn't obviously incarnate into that body, they could still be hanging around the mother. So that needs to be cleared also. Step six, there's an A and a B. So A is the spiritual body blueprint of the would-be baby. Gets cleared, and then B, the emotional trauma. I assume that's the emotional trauma that the baby's spirit or blueprint would have felt. Is it, or is it for the mother, that one, Ron, on step six?
It actually worked both ways.
Okay. Okay, and then step seven, extreme emotional trauma release. So anything still hanging around from that. And I would imagine that, as you were saying before, a stillbirth is going to be probably by far the most traumatic of these three situations.
Yeah, so I put that extreme one on there. If you're doing a clearing on any one of those, and all of a sudden, you know, you become maybe hysterical or something and really get emotional, just drop down and do the extreme one. And that should help you out, balance you out very nicely. So that's why that's on there. So that's why I put extreme on it. So that could be used anytime you wish. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then step eight is at the end, the last step is spirit infusion to end with. And something you said a little bit earlier, Ron, brings up another thing that I didn't think of with this, and that was when you were saying about, you know, this could trigger stuff from many, many generations ago or presumably lifetimes that your spirit has had, incarnations that your spirit has had. So initially, one would think that this is just for women, but many men have been women, and therefore, you know, they probably have this hanging around with them, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't really,
yes.
You are 100% correct there, but mainly I just did it for women. If you are a man and you want to go through that, by all means, it won't hurt you at all because it's still in your DNA. So that's... I was just looking at this lifetime for people, but yeah, and maybe, you know, your genetics carry that energy. Maybe your mother had three or four abortions, which was in her genetics, and then she had you, and that is passed right on to you. You are living those abortions, okay, or whatever happened. Remember, you are living the past of all of your ancestors. What they did and what they thought is stored inside of you. So, and... you know, I have had people talk about that similar thing where the baby that maybe the mother wanted to have, the spirit, and it rejected the mother for some reason or didn't want to come in, all of a sudden that spirit showed up in maybe a sister or somebody. So they do come along through the family lines, through the soul family. So it looks like we could go just a hair longer here if we have any questions here, and maybe 5 minutes more. So anybody have any questions out there on the fast chat, Sylvia? Thank you, Carrie, for coming on and explaining that.
Sure, thanks. I'll hop off the line then. So
okay.
Good night to both of you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Well, we had a request for a chakra clearing.
Okay, we'll do that, and we'll do this here. So this will be the last clearing for tonight. So I'll just go to our heart center. We'll do the heart chakra clearing. So here we go. Going to reposition that properly inside your body. So heart chakra, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll go up to your throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll go to your third eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's chakra 6. Go back down now to your power chakra, number 3. Solar plex area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So we'll do an opening now. Go to your heart chakra first. I'll use the word spin to open it up to go body width for you. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 spin. Wow. We will have some issues. First chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Okay, let's work with this here a little bit for everybody here. Maybe the aliens took away the first chakra at 13,000 BC. So here we go. Let's have the light shift rematerialize the first chakra for everybody here. They'll bring it back into spiritual integrity. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And now we'll do an opening. Spin open. There we go. Okay, everybody, you should feel pretty good. So, like I said, we have our 8-hour conference call tomorrow. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you wish to get on it to have these aliens released from you, the cost for yourself is $200, and you can have 28 hours of healing. You can also do it absentee. So if you do want to have healing work done, it works the same. And if you have a spouse, they're $100, and children under 18 living at home are free, along with your pets. So I'll say blessings to all of you. You can contact me through an email if you wish, or just go on PayPal. I believe the very top of the website will give you the information. So here we go. I'll bring in some peace energy to the light beam. Here we go. So counting to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the call. We'll have the BBS program on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So see you later, everybody. Blessings. Good night.
Good night, Ron. Thank you for the wonderful show tonight, and thank you all of you for being here and the callers for calling in. Blessings, everyone. Good night.